Hey there, friend, and welcome to the You Out Loud podcast. I'm your host, Mindy Hancock, and I am so glad you are listening in today. Authenticity truly happens when you let go of all the things you think you need to be. Each episode, we'll talk everything from mindset, motivation, inspiration, tough love, anxiety, mental health, and so much more. Rest assured, you can take the tools and strategies in this podcast and apply them to start living your most purposeful life out loud. All right, let's settle in for the goodness that is to come in this episode. Hey there, friend. Can we chat for just a second? Okay, cool. I promise this won't be long and we will get right into the episode. Are you a worrier? Do you often find yourself in a worry spiral? I totally understand where you're coming from. And I want you to know that worry creates a narrative in our minds that isn't always real. Struggling with worry is even harder when we are stressed, anxious, or feeling out of control. To help navigate these feelings, I recommend journaling to my clients as a way to help work through, release, and gain control over their worries. If you are struggling right now, you are not alone, and I am here to help you. Journal Away Your Worries is my free resource that I am so excited to share with you. This resource has 30 done-for-you journal prompts to help you create space and energy to spend on the things you love instead of worrying. So head on over to the link in the show notes to grab your free copy of Journal Away Your Worries and start easing your worry right now. All right, let's go ahead and jump into the show. Welcome back, my friend, to the self-compassion series here on the You Out Loud podcast. In part one, we talked about what self-compassion really is. We went back to childhood. We talked about our self-kindness. And just a reminder of what self-compassion is, it is extending compassion to oneself in instances of perceived inadequacy, failure, or general suffering. And Kristen Neff has defined self-compassion as being comprised of three main elements: self-kindness, common humanity, and mindfulness. So if you didn't listen to episode one in the series, go back and listen to that because we're breaking down self-kindness in that. And we're kind of breaking down self-compassion in general. But then in this episode, we're going to talk about the second main element that Kristen Neff talks about, which is common humanity. So what does common humanity mean? To me, it encompasses the phrase, we are all in this together. It's the thought that we're all human, going through common things, and that no one is exempt from this human experience. So in addition to that, everyone suffers. Everyone goes through things. You and I are no different. You know, I go through things that are hard. You go through things that are hard. We all may have different experiences. We may have different levels of traumas or sufferings, but ultimately, we're all here in human bodies having human experiences, both favorable and unfavorable. So according to CompassionIt.com, common humanity is an aspirational concept that challenges us to consider that we all have something in common. We're all struggling in some way, and we all really just wish to find peace. When I realize that I'm not alone in my suffering, I feel comforted. Okay, so think about that for a second. So think about a time that maybe you were going through something that was really hard. Maybe there was a loved one that was sick, or there was a time that maybe you lost someone very close to you, and there was a lot of trauma and a lot of suffering and a lot of grieving and a lot of emotions. Sometimes when we go through things like that, we find community with people who have gone through or are going through similar things. That's why there are groups for people who go through grief thing that are going through hard times, such as like grief groups for parents who have lost children. There's grief groups for people who have, you know, spouses who have lost a spouse. We find community. And the reason why we find community is not because, I don't think it's just because, you know, because we want to find hope on the other end of it. But I think it's also because we want to know that we can connect with someone else. As humans, we like to connect. We thrive on connection. But when we feel as though someone truly knows what we feel in something. Like, it's one thing when someone knows that you're going through something hard, but they don't know how hard that really is because they haven't been through something like that. And they tell you that they're sorry, or they're, you know, sending their sympathy. And maybe they're really trying to understand and look at things through an empathetic lens, but it still is a little bit different than being in the company of someone who is in the trenches with you, that knows what you're going through or has felt those same feelings, that maybe have already went through that and healed from it. And now they're helping other people with the same thing. There's something about finding that community to connect with the people who are feeling and struggling in the same way. So that's why you see, you know, AA meetings and things like that, Narcotics Anonymous, because those people are going through the same thing. They are trying to go, they're trying to do the same type of thing. And it makes sense that they come together as a community to support each other because they know what each other is going through. They know what it feels like to want to have a drink of alcohol. They know what it feels like. They know how each other feels, and they're able to connect in that way. And when we realize that we're not the only one feeling this way, we feel better. We feel a little bit more comfort. Not that it makes everything go away, but we don't feel so alone. We don't feel so isolated when we're struggling, because we might think that you're the only one, or we might think that we're the only people that are having this tough time, but it's not true. There's so many out there that are suffering. You're not the only one. I'm not the only one when I go through something. But social media, let's just say it does not help. When we are struggling and we're going through a hard time, social media doesn't help that situation. We don't connect as well, because we're seeing the highlight reels of the parts of their lives they want to show, right? So we're not able to connect to those parts right now because we're in somewhere that's dark and it hurtful, and it's a struggle. So social media doesn't always help in that area, unless there are times, yes, that you can find an outlet where maybe it's a social media forum where other people are going through similar things, and you find support and community there. But that's because that's what common humanity does. So when we're going through a tough time and we see everyone else on Instagram having the best time, it doesn't ever feel good. We need that community, and we need to say, okay, I'm not the only one struggling here. And it reminds us of that we are all humans. We are all in this same human experience. We might have different experiences, like I said before. They might be different levels of struggles and sufferings, but ultimately we're here doing the same thing, going through similar experiences, and all we really need to know is that we're not alone. If you've ever been through something and you felt super alone, number one, I'm sorry. I am sorry that you felt isolated and alone, but that's what the key to common humanity is this concept for you to know that even though what you're going through right now is hard, even though you're upset at yourself or things didn't go your way, and even if it's not even as big of a, you know, a life-altering change or big trauma, maybe it is the fact that you didn't get the promotion at work, okay? It's that common humanity to know that A, I am not alone in this. I'm not the only person that didn't get the promotion. But B, I often have to tell myself, like, Mindy, it could be worse. I'm upset because I didn't get this, but somebody out there would die to have what I have right now, right? So common humanity is this concept that we're not different. There's other people out there that are struggling too. And all they want is to feel connected and to feel peace and to know that they're not alone. So I hope that you know that whatever you're going through right now, that you're not alone, even if it is just for you to sit and think about it and go, okay, hey, I'm not alone in this. There's somebody else out there that's been through something similar. Somebody else right now is struggling. Maybe this is your sign to find that community of support that can support you through what you're going through right now. But maybe you're not going through anything that's bringing you a lot of suffering or struggle right now, but maybe soon you will be. Maybe something will happen. And when you do, I want you to, instead of beating yourself up over it and isolating yourself and feeling alone, remember that you're not the only one, and that we need to find that connection and that human connection to know that we aren't alone. So that's what I want you to work on this week. I want you to work on that common humanity and knowing that I am not alone. They are going through something similar, or we can't also judge what they're going through. We don't know. So knowing that we're all in this together, we're all human, we're all on the same team, even when it doesn't feel like it sometimes, we're all on Team Human, and we're all going through similar experiences at different times, and it's okay to feel alone, but also you don't have to stay there. Remind you that you're not the only one struggling. Find a community, if that's what you need, to help support you and connect with, so you can find someone else that you can don't have to feel alone. All right. So that is it for part two of our series. So I will see you back in a couple of weeks for part three. Thank you so much for listening to the You Out Loud podcast. I hope this episode was able to help you shift your mindset, take the step, or give you the little push you needed. If you loved this episode, don't forget to share it with your friends, tag us on Instagram, or leave us a rating and review over on iTunes. It is truly appreciated, and I do a little happy dance every single time. You are so important, and life is way too short to be playing small. It's time to take a chance on yourself and start living out loud.